Putih saja ya, kalau
then there are other spices such as garlic, black pepper, and devil's chili pepper.
Terus bumbu lainnya tuh secukupnya.
Other spices are to taste according to needs and the manufacturing process. How about the sago grains are cooked first? Sago grains that have been cooked are then mixed with raw and whole grain sago.
The tabel mando and karnas are two of the many special Natuna specialties. These foods are served for daily meals such as for snacks, family meals. Here's the slide. In a move to strengthen economic ties with the United States, Indonesia has reaffirmed its commitment to creating a stable and predictable investment environment for global businesses. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartanto delivered the message during a meeting with the U.S. ASEAN Businesses Council delegations in Jakarta on Thursday. The meeting served as a strategic platform to deepen economic collaborations between Indonesia and U.S. businesses, particularly in key sectors such as investment, digital economy, clean energy, and food security. In a move to strengthen economic ties with the United States, Indonesia has reaffirmed its commitment to create a stable, predictable investment. And Indonesia has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthen green economic diplomacy and promoting sustainable development at the plantations 360 Unlocking Jobs, Innovations, and Climate Smart Growth at seminar held in Washington, D.C., United States. At the event, Indonesia Ambassador to the U.S. Dwi Suryo Indroyono Susilo underscored the strategic role of the palm oil sector in creating employment, driving innovations, and accelerating inclusive climate smart growth. That's Newsline.
Oh,
listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a song from Sugi Bornean. Sugi Bornean is an Indonesian indie pop music group that was formed in April 2019. This group consists of Fanny Sugiharto on the vocal, Aditya Ilyas on the guitar, and Bagas Prasetyo on the guitar. They have released a mini album titled Atma in 2020. One of their singles titled Asma Librasi was in second place on Spotify Weekly Top Songs Indonesia on October 7, 2022. The name Sugi is taken from the Javanese word Sugi, which means rich. Meanwhile, Bornean means Kalimantan, which is the hometown of the vocalist Fanny Sugiharto. The song entitled Asma Librasi often appears on music platforms and becomes the sound video in TikTok or Instagram Reels. The song is their second single, which was released on July 21, 2019. Having a beautiful and poetic lyrics, this song tells about the sweet love of a couple who are having a more serious relationship because they can complete each other. Well, listener, here is Sugi Bornean with the song Asma Librasi. Happy listening!
Welcome to the afternoon sessions of Indonesian Today with me, Ofra, presenting you information program and music all about Indonesia. Voi Talk is also coming at 15 p.m. Western Indonesia time, or so stay tuned only on voinews.id and RRI Digital mobile application.
Jadikan hanya ku satu.
Nino Warisman, is Palestine, how can I forget you? Palestine, how can I forget you? This poetry is themed with the children of Gaza who confronted Israeli aggression in 1988 to 1989. That's the poetry of Taufik Ismail, a well-known Indonesian poet and writer. Born by a couple between A. Ghaffar Ismail and Siti Nur Muhammad Nur in Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra, Taufik Ismail was grown up in Pekalongan. At that time, his parents, who had just married, moved from Minangkabau, West Sumatra, to Pekalongan, Central Java.
Ayah saya dan ibu saya belum berumur 21 tahun pada waktu itu.
My father and my mother were not 21 years old at that time. They were not disposed to Digul. They were driven out of Minangkabau together with their colleagues of the same age. This was one thing that I could not tell you more. But the Dutch government did not drive away as they wanted. They asked where you were going if you wanted to get out from Minangkabau. They made a short survey where they would move to. Then they took conclusion. There were some very sympathetic areas of the freedom of struggle. Two of them were Pekalongan and Majalaya. Then my father chose a place in Pekalongan.
In Pekalongan, Taufik Ismail's father was known as a young cleric. His father taught Tafsir al-Quran. Meanwhile, his mother taught women. His father had also changed the profession as a reporter in Sinar Baru newspaper in Semarang. There is a proverb saying that fruit falls not far from the tree. Taufik Ismail showed his interest in reading and writing.
Saya dibesarkan di dalam
I was grown up under the strict situation of my father and mother. If they would give recitals, I should open the book first. The book were big and thick. After evening prayers, I saw them sitting. They said, take the book, read it, and make notes. I like to read and to buy books. So there were two things. First was reading, and second was writing. Well, it influenced my life. So once a month, I was taken into the bookstore. I might choose any book suitable for the children. While my father was looking for books that he would like to buy.
Taufik Ismail's interest in writing continued with the publishing of poetry, which he sent to the newspaper where his father worked. He was determined to become a writer and poet.
Nah, di SMA, saya sudah mulai memikirkan karir.
In a senior high school, I was already thinking about a career. I am thinking what I should be. Of course, I should study at university, but at a college, what subject shall I take? Then I wished to become a writer. Later on, I learned that those who wanted to be writers had to become journalists first. Between journalists and writers, they were much closer. In journalism, someone with writing talent got a job in newspaper more easily.
Pada umur SMA,
when I was at the senior high school, I received scholarship to study in United States for 1 year. The name of the scholarship was AFS, American Field Service. When I studied at high school in America, I stayed in an American family as a foster child. By chance, at the first stage, there were 7 persons. I went to America by ship for 1 month at sea. From Jakarta, I passed Colombo, Suez Canal, Napoli, Gibraltar, and Atlantic Ocean. And then I arrived in New York. I've read many literature books. One of them was a book of poetry by Sitor Situmorang. It was about Napoli. I brought the book, and then when the ship was about to arrive in Napoli, I read a poem. Well, it was really tremendous. I wanted to emulate Sitor Situmorang and wanted to write some poem.
Taufik Ismail's desires to write poetry and his interest in reading were forged in Whitefish Bay High School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, USA, where he lived with his foster family. At school, he had to read a book in English about 50 to 100 pages within 2 weeks. More sincerely, Taufik Ismail started to get used to a lot of reading with a fast tongue in 3 months. In addition to studying literature in the land of Uncle Sam, Taufik Ismail was guided by Helen, his foster mother, to learn working, which took him into another dream in his life.
Well, it was a holiday. Ma'am Helen asked me on the later Christmas holiday what you wanted to work. No. Ma'am Helen said, you should work so you could get money. Oh, it is okay then if I got the money. I worked at a textile store. Then it was another holiday in April. I didn't know I was taken into a farm. Then I worked in there. My job was to mow the wheat fields and to feed the chickens. The hard job was to cut the wheat. If I finished at the middle of the day, I took break. I sat and ate my food that brought from home. I saw the farmer's house. Besides, there was a high barn where the grain was stored. I saw grandparents, sons, daughters, and 2 grandchildren. We were together, and last, I was jealous very much. Then, if I return later, I had to have a place like this farm, and at noon, I sat down with my wife and kids while I was having lunch. But then, there was a typewriter. I typed poems in there. That was my dream.
Literature and farming were the dreams of Taufik Ismail that he told his parents on his return from the United States in 1957.
Cita-citaku, Pa, Ma, cita-citaku itu aku ingin jadi sastrawan.
My dream, father and mother, is a writer. I am talented to write poetry. In America, I have read 7 books for a year and my grade was good. I wanted to be a writer, but to become a writer in Indonesia, literature cannot guarantee the income. We must have one profession. Profession is usually a journalist, and I do not want to be a journalist. I want to be a farmer who has 20 to 30 hectares of land, 20 to 30 cows, 500 to 1,000 chickens, and the knowledge of farming.
He tried to achieve his dreams by studying at the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine and Animal Husbandry at Bogor Agricultural University. After graduating from the college, Taufik Ismail wanted to open a farm ranch.
Keinginan saya itu saya ingin membuka.
My desire was to open a farm ranch. Where was the place? Indonesia is very large. On the island of Java, it is difficult. 15 to 20 hectares will be very expensive. In Sumatra, it's costly as well. In eastern Indonesia, it might be cheap, but the distance is far. Finally, I could get a land in Malacca Strait. In there, there are about 20 to 30 islands in a row, and there are about 15 uninhabited islands. There is no person and it is spacious. The width could reach 20 to 30 hectares. I checked to Bappenas. Whoa, this was a great choice because of its marketing. So later, the chicken eggs and the chicken meat and beef and milk, I could sell them all to Malaysia and Singapore. But more interestingly, it's the east coast of Sumatra. On the east coast of Sumatra, there were 3 oil companies, namely Caltex, Stanvac, and Pertamina. Before, there was no Pertamina. The 3 oil companies had employed around 2,000 up to 3,000 people. How many eggs sold there will be sold out? How great my planning was, wasn't it? I didn't need to find credit to buy expensive land on the island of Java and Sumatra. I got one free of charge in Malacca Strait.
But unfortunately, the plan has not materialized. His life at the time would go on to take advanced studies in the United States along with 30 other people. This time, he was a young lecturer at Bogor Agricultural University, IPB. However,
the signing of the Cultural Manifesto, which had been outlawed by President Sukarno, changed everything. Taufik Ismail and other artists signed the Cultural Manifesto. Three people supporting the statement that were public servants were dismissed, including Taufik Ismail.
Saya dipecat 3 hari sebelum saya pergi ke Amerika.
I was dismissed 3 days before I went to America. But the passport was on my hands and I also had the ticket. I wanted to escape abroad. Well, the first port to America that I stopped was Yokohama in Japan. Fortunately, my foster brother, the son of Mom Helen, was an army doctor who was on duty in Yokohama. I would land in Yokohama. I asked for help so that I was protected in Yokohama. My mother and father had come from Pangalongan. My younger siblings had come as well. They were very excited. Just imagine. It was 1964. Going to overseas was still luxurious. I did not say to the parents about the plan, but then I prayed tahajud. In my tahajud prayer, I got the answer. I should not go. I canceled it. I returned the passport.
The event did not make him stop working. As a poet, Taufik Ismail, who was also a founder of the literary magazine Horizon, on which he is now the chief editor, has read his poems in many regions across Indonesia and overseas. In every historic events in Indonesia, Taufik always appeared by reading his poems, such as the fall of the Suharto regime, Trisakti incidents, and the Bali bombing incident. In addition, Taufik Ismail's work also can be enjoyed through his translation of different languages. One of them is in Arabic. A collection of poems by Taufik Ismail, which was translated in Arabic language, entitled Fawqab Turab Turab, meaning dust on the dust, is translated by Professor Dr. Nabila Lubis, a key literature lecturer at State Islamic University, Jakarta.
Walaupun karyanya diterjemahkan ke bahasa Inggris, ke Belanda, ke apa, tapi semuanya itu...
Although his work has been translated into English and Dutch, all of them do not satisfy him. He wanted one of his works in Arabic, wanted to serve his parents who used to wish him to be able to speak Arabic well. But he had done his best. He had already learned everywhere, but could not be. Finally, at least I created a book in Arabic to be presented to the spirits of my parents. This was a proof that I made something in Arabic. Translating a literary work is certainly not easy. It also makes Nabila Lubis think first before accepting the offer of translating poetries of Taufik Ismail.
Pertama ketika melontarkan masalah itu saya tergugah.
First, when delivering the question, I was intrigued, but I did not immediately accept it. That's a big problem. It's hard. How literature and Indonesian poetries are translated into Arabic? That could be. Sir, give me time to think about it. I will think any time again. The request of someone in 1993 was asked which of Indonesian literature was and the other one he wished was met. Finally, I said, I tried first. I had already made a selection. And a list such as Bimbo Song. Sir, I tried first shorter songs. If it went on well, God's blessing, I directly moved to harder ones. Like God, the God Almighty, but that was made in Arabic was not good. Although it seems so easy, I finally tried again and tried again. Thanks God. Finally, I finished in 2 years. Fawqa Turab Turab, or Dust on the Dust, is a collection of poems by Taufik Ismail from the years 1954 to 2013. These poems have been translated into Arabic language. This translation is his most noticeably emotional work because it was dedicated to his parents who actually wanted Taufik to become a cleric, since in Pekalongan, his father was called cleric.
Sosok Taufik Ismail. Itu orang yang alim.
Taufik Ismail is a man who is very religious. He and his poems are beyond comparisons, and his efforts to enrich Indonesian literature was extraordinary. He's able to mix to anyone, anywhere, every corner of life, social or religious people and political parties. Everything that he could talk about made him truly rich. He enriched the Indonesian literature to enter all areas. So I was really amazed. For Taufik Ismail, everything is okay. So, to be one of his poems and writings for his outstanding classical language acquisition is really outstanding. Yes, Taufik Ismail is remarkable. From literature to music, he is very skillful. Poet who holds Datuk Panji Alam Khalifatullah was writing songs for Ian Antono, Krisya, and Arman Maulana. One of the songs he wrote is a religious song sung by singer and songwriter, the late Krisya.
Jadi pada suatu hari Krisya datang kepada saya.
So one day Krisya came to me and then he told, "Bro, I have a song. Would you like to make the lyrics for me?" He said that I love the lyrics sung by Mazhar. I replied, "Of course, I also love your songs." Then he gave me the tape and I wondered how long it is. The deadline was 1 month. He made the records in Australia. Then I listened to it. Wow, these songs were very good. I really liked the songs. The songs were very nice. 1 week and 2 weeks is not possible. Where should I take it? 3 weeks and it has not been finished until the 4th week. It's already deadline. And then I came up with my conclusion. It seems impossible. Yes, I will talk about it later on Saturday with Krisya. Then I said, "Krisya, bro, you couldn't do it. Your songs are good, but I didn't get the lyrics."
Kebetulan itu malam Jumat. Malam Jumat saya punya kebiasaan. Setiap malam Jumat saya baca surah.
Well, it was Friday night. I had a habit to read surah Yasin. Then I came to surah 65.
A'udzu billahi minasyaitonir rajim. Ala yauma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim dan seterusnya. Saya kemudian Ini dia.
And so on. Then, I said, "Here it is. The theme is terrific. But can such a theme be so great to get into a song whose row is limited and its syllables are also too limited? So there will be the time on which the smart mouth can talk and cannot talk. Then hands talk and what they are doing. Then if it go anywhere, well, it is very tremendous. One night, it was my all out. Finally, one song was finished. At the morning, Krisya came and then I gave it to him. Krisya was very excited. When he heard the first time and tried to sing it, he cried. He's not strong. Then he tried and could not do anything."
religious songs that Taufik Ismail created are from a group of religious music from Bandung, Bimbo.
Oh, kalau dengan Bimbo banyak sekali.
With Bimbo, there are a lot of songs. So, three of them are the brothers who are very creative. They're singing and whistling. As they sang, they were recorded and then the tape was handed to me. Then I sometimes asked what the theme was. Then they said that this was about salat, praying about yearning. But if there are many, it's up to you, brother. I love, but I am sometimes confused too.
Kalau jelas betul misalnya tentang salat seperti misalnya
obviously the clear one is for example about salat or prayer such as long mat or long sajadah. It was good. I imagine the salat. When I imagine salat, I imagine a salat mat. But how did I get it into the lyrics? Could I imagine our life was riding over the world on salat mat, but the mat was too long. Initially it was in the baby crib and then ended up in our cemetery, and we walk in the world on this salat mat. When the imagination was found out, I then wrote the lyrics. It became easy, but getting the idea was difficult.
Taufik Ismail is one of the greatest writers owned by Indonesia until now. Hopefully, all his work may color the literature sphere and Indonesian music.
Hamba sujud tak lepas kening hamba mengingat di kau sepenuhnya. Terbentang hambar untuk
Is Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Kecak in order.
Samudra terbentang katulistiwa di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara beragam warna kita suku tak selalu sama kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta.
Glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Si Gale Gale, a unique wooden doll from Tomo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Si Gale Gale statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro.
Sigale-gale ini sebenarnya dia.
Sigale-gale is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simangale, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Manortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangale died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangale. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigale-gale could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Sigale-gale is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigale-gale comes from the word gale, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigale-gale is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigale-gale can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigale-gale's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigale-gale statue at the performance venue in Tobok. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest Sigale-gale statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigale-gale statues that we can see today at the Sigale-gale performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black cloaks. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the Manortor. What are their impressions after seeing si Gale-Gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Bata culture, which is very interesting. We want to see si Gale-Gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloth. We wear sword for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different, both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor.
Setelah saya ikut melihat dan ikut,
after I see and take part in the Tortor dance with si Gale-Gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
Budaya Batak ini.
We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see si Gale-Gale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I'm actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see si Gale-Gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, Mel, especially regarding si Gale-Gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Yang tiba-tiba tak kuduga. temukan yang aku impikan, kamu yang sempurna.
Segala kekurangan, semua kelemahan, kau jadikan cinta. Tanpamu aku tak bisa berjalan, mencari cinta sejati tak ku temukan. Darimu aku bisa merasakan kesungguhan hati, cinta yang sejati kalamu. Dikirim Tuhan untuk melengkapiku, untuk jaga hatiku kalamu.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber.
Tak mampu berkata di saat pertamaku melihat wajahmu langsung berdebar. Tak mampu hilangkan pikiranku tentangmu di saat ku coba untuk lupakan.
Namun